You are listening to the One Desire Church podcast, a culture of faith, hope, and love.
Our young ones will be with us this morning. Fantastic. Does anyone need to catch a breath? Got that blood pumping, didn't we? That was excellent. Well, this morning we're going to do something special. But before we get to the special part of this morning, and a little bit of a journey to find something that is delightful for each of us, what we're going to do is we're going to do our identity statement. So if y'all would join me, a reminder of Christ's work in our world and the revelation of God's love in our hearts and in our lives and the way that we then respond and interact with those in our world. Let's do this together. I am not what's been done to me, but what Christ has done for me. I am not what I do, but what Christ has done. What I do doesn't determine who I am. I follow Christ, and Christ determines what I do. Beautiful. And this morning we are remembering that today is Earth Day. What is Earth Day a time for? Cleaning up the earth, exactly. Good job. So it's a time for us to remember, to pause, and to think back to the responsibility that God gave Adam and Eve in the garden. God created all of this beautiful world that we have, and then when he creates it, he puts Adam and Eve in charge of the garden to care for and to take care of the garden. And it's important that we take care of the precious gifts that God has given us in our world today. We remember that God has blessed us with clean air to breathe. Do you know that there's some people who live in a city on the other side of the world where they don't have clean air to breathe? Let's take another deep breath. Ready? In some places in the world, they have to wear a mask because there's so much smog. So it's important that we take care of the resources, including the air that God has given us. In the Bible, it talks a lot about God moving through the elements. God is at work and touches the ocean. Remember when Jesus was out on the sea with his disciples? They were all on a boat. Remember, it was a storm, and the disciples thought that this boat was going to turn over. They thought they were going to drown in that boat. What does Jesus do? Jesus says, "Peace be still." Would you all say that with me? Peace be still. Jesus speaks to the wind and the rain and the ocean and the waves. And what happens? It's calm. God cares about what's going on in our lives and what's going on around us. And it's important that we stop and we remember, because we have busy lives, don't we? We have pretty busy lives. There's a lot of things vying for our attention, kind of speaking to us, trying to grab us and pull us in. Sometimes, do you ever feel like you're short of breath? There's so much stress or pressure, or sometimes maybe you're a little nervous about something or you're fearful. Have you ever had to catch your breath before? I need to remember to breathe in a moment. Well, in the scriptures, we also learn that God's Spirit is referred to as the wind, something that is moving the air, moving along. Jesus said, you don't know where the wind goes. You don't know where the wind comes from, but you feel it. You feel it. And God's Spirit is often referred to in the scriptures as a wind or a whisper or something that's moving in our lives. So sometimes I remind myself that God is as close as my breath. Each breath. We sang the song this morning that God's has given us breath and we offer praise back. Everyone, let's take another breath again. Ready? Something so simple that we do every day without even thinking about it, that God has given you and God has given me. What a beautiful gift for us. There's an ancient way that men and women who loved Jesus would remind themselves that God was always with them. And that was through what was called a breath prayer. They recognized that God was always with them, just like their breath, their breathing was always with them. And so they would breathe in. And as they're breathing in, they would say something in their mind, or they would have something on their lips that would come out. And then as they breathe out, they would say the last part or the second half of whatever their prayer was. And some of the prayers were a little more complicated than others. But this morning, we're going to keep it real simple. Y'all remember the song we sang, At Your, what? Name. At Your Name. What was the name that we sang about this morning? The name was Yahweh. Yahweh. Here is the word in English, Yahweh. So let's say that together. Yahweh. All right? And when we breathe in, we're going to say Yah kind of quietly under our breaths. And when we breathe out, we're going to say way. So it's Yahweh. 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 Okay, now the next time you are fearful, you're afraid. Has anyone ever been afraid of the dark? Sometimes I get afraid of the dark. Has anyone been afraid when maybe you opened up a bill and you're like, ooh, that was a bigger bill than what I thought it was going to be? Have you ever had that? Oh, no one can identify with that. Have you ever had that moment where there was an interaction between you and someone that you love and treasure, and maybe you forgot to breathe, or all of a sudden your breathing changed and it got really shallow. What I want us to do is I want us to remember that God's name is always right there with us, as close as our breath. Moses, when he was in the wilderness, he had run from Egypt because he had a bad experience. He had gotten in trouble. He had done something that was wrong. He had murdered one of the soldiers, one of the slave masters, because they were beating up on one of his brothers, one of his family members, one of his tribe. So he acted on that anger. Did he stop? And did he breathe? Did he listen to God's Spirit speaking to him of how to respond in that situation? No. What he did is he acted in might and force and power, and he did something that he wasn't proud of, something that made him have to leave his home and his family and his country. He left. Moses left. He went on a journey, not a journey out of love for God, but a journey out of fear for retaliation, for what was going to happen to him when everybody found out that he had done something wrong, that he had hurt someone. Well, he becomes a shepherd. Do you all know what a shepherd is? Shepherd, you know what a shepherd is? Shepherd takes care of sheep. Yep, they take care of sheep. So they're out in the wilderness alone a lot of times. And Moses, as he is out in the wilderness one day doing his thing, you know what shepherds do? They're kind of doing their shepherd thing, just hanging out, chilling. He looks over and he notices that there's a bush. Do you all have a bush at your house? Do you have a bush? Yeah. Is it a small bush? Is it a big bush? Big bush. Well, I want you to, you have a bush at your house? You have some bushes, maybe? Yeah, you have a bush. We have some bushes. So I want you to think that bush. Can you see that bush in your mind right now? You see that bush? Well, I want you to picture that bush, not green and beautiful, but I want you to picture that bush green and beautiful, and yet it's on fire as well. But it's not turning brown. It's not burning up. It's not getting black and falling apart. It's a beautiful green bush that's on fire, but it still stays a beautiful green bush. And so it catches Moses' eye, and he thinks, what in the world is going on over here? And so he walks over to the bush, and God speaks to him. He says, Moses, take off your shoes. You're on holy ground. Moses had forgotten that God was always with him, that God had created all of the universe. He had forgotten that the earth, the world, is God's. The psalmist says this in a beautiful, beautiful way. Read this with me. Psalm, here we go. 24, verse 1. The earth is the Lord's and its fullness. David in Psalm 24 says that the earth is God's and all of its fullness. We could say all of the abundance, all of the goodness, all of the things that we need in our life are God's, and God is providing it for us on the earth. The earth is the Lord's in all of its fullness. So Moses takes off his sandals because he's standing on holy ground. And as he takes off his sandals, he has a conversation with God. And God says, I want you to take my people on a journey. I want you to take them from point A to point B. We call that the promised land. They're going to the promised land, a place that all of the fullness of God was going to be experienced. Moses has a conversation with God through the burning bush. In that conversation, as God is giving Moses instruction, Moses asks a question. He says, who am I to tell your people that is sending them and calling them from Egypt to a new land that you're going to show us where it is and what it's all about? And God responds to Moses with, yeah, that's probably a good idea. They need a name. He says, I am that I am. The Lord, Yahweh, Yahweh speaks to Moses through the burning bush and then gives him instruction how he is to lead the children of Israel from one place to another. This morning, we're reminded that there are those moments when we are going to leave one place and we're going to go somewhere else. And on that journey, God gives us everything we need on that journey, but in the process, sometimes we ask questions. And just as Moses asked the question, who is sending me? I need to be able to tell the children of Israel who is sending me. So too, sometimes we ask questions. How is it going to work? How are we going to get there? What are we going to have when we get there? What's it going to look like along the way? And God answers those questions for us, just as he answered those questions for Moses, and gives the people something to hold on to, something very close and very dear, something that was going to be within them, and that was his name. Yahweh. When you think of Yahweh, I want you to think of the fullness, all of the needs that we have being met. Not our greed, not our selfishness, not our wanting to keep up with the Joneses or have that status symbol in our lives, but the abundance of God in our lives to meet those heart needs, those mental needs that we have, and the physical needs that we have in our life to live and to share and to give. I want you all to stand up. Just as Moses called the children of Israel to go on a journey to find something that was good, so too, this morning, we're going to go on a little journey to find something that is good. But as we go, we're going to remind ourselves, just as the children of Israel had those moments where they were walking, and maybe they were out of breath. They would remember, Yahweh has called us, and Yahweh has promised to be with us. And so just as those children of Israel, the members of God's family, Yahweh, took a step, Yahweh, took another step, Yahweh, took another step, Yahweh. We're going to take a few steps this morning to a green space. We're surrounded by a lot of concrete here. We're going to go find some green space. We're going to find some trees. This morning, as we walk, whether you're 2 years old or 92 years old, what we're going to do is we're going to Yahweh, Yahweh, as we walk, we're just going to remind ourselves through our breath that Yahweh, the creator, the sustainer, and the giver of all life, the earth that is the Lord's, that God is with us, and that we are with that God here this morning. So if y'all would follow me, we're going to leave out the back here. Thank you so much for being a part of our online family. The podcast ends abruptly as we left our meeting area and walked about a half a block to our local park and enjoyed some green space and some sunshine on this Earth Day. Once we gathered, there was a circle that was formed, and we shared jelly beans with one another as a reminder of the sweetness that comes into our lives as we trust and take those steps on those journeys on the inside and journeys on the outside in our lives, knowing that the promised land holds something very sweet and tasty for each of us. We then closed with a song and a blessing. Just want to say thank you once again for being a part of our online community. Take care and look forward to sharing time with you again in the near future.
Thanks for listening to the One Desire Church podcast. For information on gathering times and how you can support the podcast, please visit onedesirechurch.org.